Minute savings estimate. Call now. 1-800-900-0507. That's 1-800-900-0507. 1-800-900-0507.
NBC News Radio, I'm Cameron Fairchild. A fast food chain changing the way it serves customers in response to the coronavirus pandemic. Taco Bell will now only serve its food through drive-through and delivery. CEO Mark King says the California-based chain would be limiting millions of guest interactions and further enabling social distancing by closing its dining rooms. Increased cleaning is underway inside Taco Bell's restaurants. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo reporting the state's first coronavirus death. The victim was an 82-year-old woman who had underlying respiratory illness. Cuomo also announced an additional 100 coronavirus cases, bringing the total in the state to 524. President Trump declares this Sunday a national day of prayer.
On Friday, President Trump declared a national state of emergency over the coronavirus pandemic, and then went on Twitter and said it was his great honor to declare Sunday, March 15th, a national day of prayer. Trump said, quote, "We are a country that, throughout our history, has looked to God for protection and strength in times like these." In a second tweet, he added, "Together, we will easily prevail." Jim Forbes, NBC News Radio.
Four states with primaries Tuesday are scrambling to protect voters from coronavirus. Election officials in Arizona, Florida, Illinois, and Ohio are following advice from the Centers for Disease Control and encouraging people to vote early or mail their ballots ahead of time. Three coalition troops, two Iraqi soldiers injured after a rocket attack in Iraq. Reuters reports a military base where U.S.-led coalition troops stay was hit by rockets today. Not known who's behind the launch. The base is north of Baghdad, and the latest attack comes just a few days after a similar strike killed two United States troops. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
I'm Mike Tipton, checking in with our partners at the CBS 4 War and Weather Center. Mostly sunny and mild conditions in the borderland. El Paso expected to reach 69 degrees. Las Cruces expected to peak at 68 degrees. Winds coming out of the west-southwest at 5 to 15 miles an hour, with lows tonight in the lower to mid-40s. For your Sunday, you can expect partly cloudy and warmer temperatures, 74 the expected high in El Paso, with Las Cruces expected to peak at 72 degrees. For a complete look at your weather forecast, visit CBS4Local.com.
From iHeartRadio, number one for podcasts, The Ron Burgundy Podcast.
In the past, we've tackled important issues like bullying awareness, cybersecurity, and probably the topic that's most worthy of continuous vital discussion, EDM music. I'm not afraid to ask the tough questions. I'm also not afraid of throwing real softballs when I'm intimidated. We've got stuff up our sleeve for season three that's gonna blow your mind.
We know that you're working on the weekend. So are we. And we both know that if you own a business, you need your advertising to work just as hard as you do. If you can hear my voice right now, iHeartAdBuilder.com is working for us. It's time for it to work for you in the new year. Get your business on the radio. Head to iHeartAdBuilder.com. Answer a few questions. And iHeartAdBuilder.com will take care of the rest. iHeartAdBuilder.com.
Sun City Craft Beer Fest, powered by iHeartRadio, is back.
April 25th and 26th at the Downtown Convention Center Plaza.
Featuring beer gardens, beer bingo, food trucks, human foosball, cornhole, trash can pong, meet the brewers, a liquor lounge, live band and DJs. Did we mention beer? Over 170 craft beers.
April 25th and 26th. Buy your tickets now to gain access to all the activities at SunCityCraftBeerFest.com.
Let's brew this.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt. Or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR, 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped, and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm Patrick.
Tuttle, the real estate guy with Legacy Real Estate Services. If you're going to sell your home this spring, you owe it to yourself to give me a call at 915-585-7777. I offer flexible fees, no upfront costs, and if you don't like me, fire me.
Hi, Jackson Polk here from the El Paso History Show. And I just bought a house through Patrick Tuttle. He's a real estate expert in El Paso, and he should be your agent.
I'm Patrick Tuttle. Call me at 915-585-7777.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
News Radio 690 KTSM presents the second hour of the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week with great Mexican food. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
I want to recognize our new sponsor there, Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate. He's a nice guy, and if you need some real estate, go to patricktuttle.com. He may have some houses that would be of interest to you. Thank you, Patrick, for joining us there. And also, it's that time.
Are you ready?
It's ready.
It's that time as we start hour two of the El Paso History Radio Show with an El Paso History Moment. And it's produced by Melissa Sargent. What a coincidence. You're sitting right there.
Ironic, isn't it?
And you do that for the History Alliance. And our History Moment today is about a guy named French. But he swindled some folks who became stranded in El Paso.
The French expedition fizzles out. In September 1850, the French express expedition to California fell apart at Franklin, Texas, now El Paso. The expedition was organized by a fraudulent promoter, Parker H. French, in New York. French promised fast and safe passage to the California goldfields for only $250 a passenger. 180 passengers and workers eagerly signed up and sailed from New York on May 13, 1850, and they stopped in Cuba, New Orleans, and then finally landed at Port Lavaca, Texas. After a difficult overland journey, they finally arrived in Franklin on September 18, 1850. Suspecting fraud, the men mutinied, and French escaped across the Rio Grande to Mexico. When the men confiscated an open French safe, they found it to be empty. Though they all continued to California, none ever saw French or their money again.
More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
And you lie very nicely. That's very kind of you.
Yes, I was just telling you, is one thing about that is Franklin Coons owned El Paso at that time, or the property of El Paso.
That's how we got old Franklin Mountains.
Yeah, he bought the old Ponce estate. And he basically was the one that sold him the supplies and the mules and everything. And then when this French took off, he bankrupted him. And so, therefore, El Paso might have been called Franklin Town today.
Oh, boy.
You know, and Bernie did. He found that extra research on. The guy was a character. I mean, well.
Well, it's this is halfway to somewhere in El Paso. It always has been. Yeah. You get here and some people stay. And
people disappear.
It attracted a whole bunch of good people after a while, but originally a bunch of crooked people.
Well, another interesting point on French is he supposedly was reportedly dead all over the world. He died here. He was shot by these people. He was hung by these
people. He was hoping nobody would remember him.
Exactly.
Oh, boy.
And
your story said he disappeared in Juarez, right?
Went down to Juarez, and then the last we saw him here.
Okay.
He probably was continued to... ripping off people along the way.
And we do this because you're part of the alliance, and also you can get a hold of Bernie if you want to talk more about that. What's Bernie's number?
Well, Bernie is actually giving a walking tour today with Celebration Mountains.
He'll take
with
the
Jim
phone
Tolbert,
call.
But you can call him at 915-581-7920, and he can help you information on the alliance, what's going on with the alliance, and Trust Society, you name it. He's got it all.
He's got it all. And also you do this. We thank Barbara Given Bainey because she's the lady who does the Remember It El Paso Win. But that, I mean, it's an incredible, when I looked at that name when I first found it, I said, what the heck is this? On Facebook, you go to Remember In El Paso Win. That's too much to think about. But she runs that page, and that's an archive photo page, plus all kinds of history coming out of there. And we thank her for doing that. And she's got these other people hanging out. Margaret Smith, your buddy Margaret.
Yeah, Margaret. She's hopefully going to be here. probably next month or so.
Really?
Come visit.
If she wants to, we'll put her on the radio.
Oh, cool.
Because she is a Trost niece.
Yes.
Great niece of one of the Henrys and all those people.
That's right. And her mother, who is the niece, lives in Albuquerque. She listens all the time. Hi, Mom.
Hey, Mom. And also, you got some more moderators out there, Ken Weiss, Richard Inger, Art Garcia. So remember in El Paso, those are all volunteers. But take a look at that page on Facebook. That is worthy.
Oh, it is.
And they put us on, we put them on, and we're all putting on. Whatever. Who knows? All right, back to the reality of history. Frontera Land Alliance, and we have the same crowd plus. We have a new Janae Renaud-Field. You're still here. Just yell from the way. You're here.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you're here. And also we have Scott Cutler is still here.
But I am.
But we have an addition here, and that addition is Cynthia Hoffman. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning, Cynthia.
We're good, thank you. Now, you're another board member?
Yes, I am.
How bored are you? No, I mean, what do you do?
I'm the vice president of the board.
Oh, my God.
So I fill in when Scott's not able.
Well, he's here, so he's good, but he'll let you talk on the radio. But also, you're into real estate as well?
Yes. I'm a realtor, and I also have a fundraising consulting company. So.
And the philanthropic advisor, it says here.
Yes.
Give us some advice on philanthropy.
You have to talk to individuals. Everybody thinks that corporations and foundations are where the money is, but it's individuals. 80 to 90% of all the gifts in this country come from individuals and always have.
And so are you helping raise some funds for Frontera once in a while?
I am. I try.
Well, it's a good cause. Tell me why you think this is a good cause, Frontera.
Because it's something that lasts forever. That's how many things in your life do you do that you can say that you're preserving something forever?
You don't want to know about my life, but go ahead. Answer it generically. But the point is, it's a good thing for everybody.
Yes, it preserves our beautiful open spaces and special natural features that give our quality of life for our community forever.
And you've also done some things in southern New Mexico, it says.
Yes, I work in both southern New Mexico and West Texas. So,
we talked on the phone yesterday. What is it that you're doing in San Elizario, Texas?
So it's actually Socorro.
Oh, Socorro.
But
sorry.
That's okay. It's just about a block from the Socorro Mission.
Oh.
Right down the Mission Trail, we have a landowner who owns what's called a century farm, and that's an official designation in Texas.
You said century?
Century.
Like 100
yes,
years?
Yes, and that's what it means. It's a farm that's been in operation for over 100 years. And they are concerned, the family that owns this farm and whose family has owned it for years and years and years, that it's being surrounded by subdivisions and commercial properties, and they're like, what a shame. So they've been working with us. They are in the process of trying to put a conservation easement on that farm so that it will remain a working farm.
We have cotton
forever.
Or pecans or what?
Janae, what do they have?
So it's a six-acre farm there on the Mission Trail right there where it's located. It's not far from the Rio Bosque wetlands. And on this farm, they have organically practiced farming. It's not a certified organic farm, so I don't want to get that confused, but they have the practice.
Yeah.
And they are going to have a farm stand starting this summer, fall. And you can go, they grow produce, fresh produce and fruits. They have fruit trees, they have fig trees. They have a bunch of vegetables, and it changes season to season.
This easement would require that to continue if they sold the land to somebody else.
Correct. So
you can't be growing condominiums out there.
No. So it stops the actual physical development of structures. For a farm and ranch, they can also build in fences or outbuildings, depending on what they need, depending on the size and location. But they cannot add in, on this particular one, they can't put six houses on the property. But what they can do is if the family with this easement, once it gets established, if they choose not to farm anymore, they may turn it into wildlife habitat. So as generations come and go and you're looking 200 years ahead, if farming or ranching isn't practical anymore or the climate has changed so dramatically, it doesn't make sense economically to continue. It may become wildlife habitat. So it remains open.
Yeah. The Texas Historical Commission is working on one down Behar County and such, and it's a beautiful farm. Same thing, a century farm. And they're around the country. They're doing a lot of this to, like I said, to keep it from being overrun by homes or businesses and such. It leaves a little bit of open space.
Correct.
So that's great to see this happen.
You lose a lot of culture and history by having farms and ranches disappear. Oh, yeah. That, I mean, and a lot of them may disappear just because the connectivity to elevators, like grain elevators or farming equipment or getting a tractor down the road on Socorro Road. Oh. If you had to take a tractor down there these days, I mean, it's just
they
rough.
Do it. I have them behind them.
They do.
It kills traffic for an hour.
It does.
Yeah. I've done it.
It's a 2-lane road.
Oh,
and,
my God.
You know, but that's because there's a mixed use there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but it's great, and we're excited to be partnering with them, and we have volunteer opportunities out at the farm, and yeah, it's a great opportunity to get people out there to come and learn how to grow vegetables.
Okay.
I got a question for you. You have Socorro Road.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Mission Trail.
Uh-huh.
And you have the Camino Real.
Correct.
How many roads is that? It's one road.
Correct.
That's the answer. It's amazing that that one road is that historic. And we feature that in the what's coming up in the Bernie Sargent reports on ABC 7. We explain all that to you. And it's going to be interesting to see. That made me think of it. All right, Scott Cutler, hear that? Shifting gears.
Okay.
Kastner Range. What is the deal on Kastner? What was it? And what is it?
Well, Kastner Range is currently 7,000-plus acres that belongs to the Army. From about 1925 to 1964 or so, it was an active firing range where the soldiers would go out and practice shooting weapons. After 64, the city had grown up around it so much that it wasn't feasible for them to practice out there anymore, so they just shut it down. But it's
and right about then they put in Trans Mountain Road as well.
Yeah, that was about 65 or 66.
Somewhere near.
And so that had to be approved, cleared of unexploded ordinances.
Yeah.
But the rest of the land has now remained essentially untouchable, unusable, because of the question of unexploded ordnance. Before the Franklin Mountain State Park was formed, groups here in El Paso were anxious to protect the mountains from development, and they put together a package that was approved by the legislature in 78, I believe, that established the state park, but it also made provisions that Kastner Range could be included in the state park as soon as it was cleared and made safe for people to use. Because of the cost and other things, the land has not been cleared. It still remains off limits to public use, but the public has, and many organizations in the community have worked very hard to preserve or to ensure that that land isn't developed, because for things like the poppies that we have out there
now,
if it was to be made into homes and real commercial development, much of that, if not all of it, would be gone, and we wouldn't be able to enjoy that anymore.
There were 17 acres carved out along Trans Mountain Road, and that became Wilderness Park.
That became the Wilderness Park Museum, which is now the Archaeology Museum, and also
the border
houses the Border Patrol Museum.
There's one other event that occurred out there down in the corner of Hondo Pass and Dyer, and that was that the Border Patrol came in and put a huge establishment there. We thought that couldn't be done, but that's a federal agency taking another federal agency's land, and that was allowed. I believe that's been stopped.
Well,
no,
for the rest of Kastner Range, it is protected now. There is there was a National Defense Authorization Act, I believe it was 2018, that has language in it that says Kastner Range can only be used for or must be preserved as open space. It can never have any roads or buildings put on it.
And why was that? Is it basically it's because you've got all those land, what do they call them?
Ordinances.
Unexploded ordinances.
Well,
yes.
No, it was really to ensure that once the land is cleared, that it would not go to development, that it would remain as open space for the community.
Well, the Border Patrol had to clear that to use it.
Yes,
they had
exactly
to clear the 17 acres for the Wilderness Park Museum and park.
And all of that happened many years ago, before 2018.
Yeah.
So what organizations in El Paso have been very diligent about doing is trying to restrict any kind of development that is proposed for Kastner Range. The El Paso Community College Trans Mountain Campus was proposed for that property. The Cohen Stadium.
Politicians have wanted that entire strip of land. I only need 300 feet back and all the way across, and you won't worry about
yes.
it. And that's, I'm glad that guy's out of office.
So there have always been opportunities proposed by people who want to develop the land, who have the money to clear it.
Yeah, they would clear it.
And they would clear
it. Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, there's this pressure all the time to develop it. But there's been a huge amount of support for its for Casner Range's preservation over the years.
And so Frontera has been instrumental in this, hasn't
it? Well, it actually was the reason that Frontera was initially formed. Oh. Because back in, I think it was 2003, there was another National Defense Authorization Act that indicated or said that land that the military owns that could be transferred to any conservation organization for preservation. And people here began to see, well, this Casner Range is a perfect client for that, a perfect opportunity. So Frontera was formed with that specifically in mind. But when we were designing the whole organization, we realized that we needed to expand that area a little bit more and give us more to operate on by trying to preserve other open space lands.
And if you tippy-toe carefully through the ordinance and everything else, it may turn into part of the state park.
It could.
Maybe.
There was an effort back in 2015, 16 to have it designated as a national monument. That's still an option as well.
But the state of Texas isn't stupid. They don't want ordinance on there.
Well, they do not, and they continue to say we will accept it if it is cleared.
Yeah.
But
and that's 7,000 acres, including the peak straight up. You're going to clear all that?
Well, it can be done. They can do it to the point where they can say we have looked at this land, we've walked it, we've tested it for ordinance, and as far as we can now certify that it is cleared. That doesn't mean that everything's going to be gone.
Yeah.
A perfect example of this is that Casner Range actually had another 1,200 acres that was on the east side of the border highway. Not the border
Dyer,
highway.
No,
the north-south 54, freeway, 54.
Yeah.
That was part of Casner Range. It was cleared, ostensibly, by the Army and transferred to the city. And that's where Casner Heights is and a lot of the development that's in there. People still find stuff in their yards every once in a while. So,
and we're not talking poppies, necessarily.
No, that's correct. So
no, big poppies. Ooh.
Yeah, there's no 100% surety that you're going to get everything. But there are places in the country where lands similar to Casner Range have been cleared and declared safe enough that people can use it in certain ways.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I think I saw a picture when they were clearing for the Walmart. They went down 2 feet.
Yes.
And 2 feet cleared everything out.
2 feet to 4 feet is what is established need for development, where you're going to build something on it.
And you can see why this is a problem.
Yeah. And if you're going to use it for passive recreation, then you're really doing a surface clearing.
So if you're going to put trails out there with a big sign, do not get off the trail.
Believe that.
Under penalty of blown off foot or whatever.
We had the one in London recently. They just found an unexploded bomb in London.
Oh, yeah.
When they're going the tunnel area.
Those things don't leave necessarily.
Well, they do degrade over time, but they can still be a problem.
You want to find out the hard way? I mean,
no. Well, that's why people need to be diligent and respectful
Correct.
Of the property.
Mindful,
and follow the rules. But there are places where they've done this. Fort Ord in California was a military reservation that had ordinances on it. They've cleared parts of that, and they allow traffic on where it's been deemed safe. Other parts,
it can work.
Closed.
It can work. Scott Cutler, thank you for doing that. He's a president of the Frontera Land Alliance. We've also on here Cynthia Hoffman, VP, and Jeanne Renault Field, who's executive director. You guys are still here.
We're still here.
We're going to talk to you in a minute, but we got to do some trivia right now. We're going to take a break, do trivia. Are you ready for that, Melissa?
Yes, I am.
Okay, front and center, Melissa Sargent.
Okay, here we go
is
with
here
trivia.
With trivia.
This is $10 for Amigos
20.
This hour.
Up the ante, 20 bucks.
20 bucks.
20 bucks a coupon.
Doing well today.
I got them right here.
I lost my mind. No, 20.
For 10 bucks, you'll lose your mind.
20 bucks, I lose my mind a lot. No, for 20 bucks, you'll get an Amigos food coupon or a Mission Del Rey Southwest coupon for 20 bucks.
Before you ask the questions, I want to remind people, Amigos, 2000 Montana, centrally located. Excellent food.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you have an issue of going to restaurants now with this media virus going around, don't go down there necessarily, but order and pick it up.
Yeah, you can
the
do that.
Food is fabulous.
Yeah, and a lot of places do have Grubhub and some of the others that go to a lot of restaurants, and They'll deliver for you.
Also, they do have two large meeting rooms where you can have your own private party. If you know who's coming, you know how well they are. Put them in there. So Amigos is a great place. Call them up down there. And when we hit the commercial, the phone number will be on the tail end of it. So what do you have in the way of trivia?
Well, the first question we have is Castner Range has not been developed because...
Oh, it's multiple choice.
Multiple choice.
Yes. Oh, no.
A, the soil is too rocky. Old military unexploded ordnances, examples, bombs, missile shells. Or you'll take any of those answers. Or too many rattlesnakes.
That's C. Somebody's calling now even before you give out the number.
And then the Frontera Land Alliance was formed in what year? We talked about that.
Scott was there.
Yeah, and that was easy. We were all around there. So.
Well, no, but
a lot of great people. I just say it's a lot of great people that have been involved in all these different organizations.
Well, it's interesting to see something like that take hold in this town because we need that kind of preservation. That's the Frontera. We'll talk more about them in a minute, and we shall be back after this. What's the phone number?
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Amigos at 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton. Amigos Restaurant is the green building with the free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Amigos on Montana has traditional El Paso Mexican food, plus salads, chicken, and chocolate flan. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready, get hungry. We're cooking at Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos!
Hi, I'm Brandon Webb, former Navy SEAL and New York Times bestselling author. If you're like me, you want real security and defense news you can trust. You're probably tired of hearing the same talking heads, guys who have never seen the front lines, saying the same BS 100 different ways. It's why I founded SoftRep.com. Military-grade news produced entirely by our staff of military veteran journalists. Sign up at SoftRep for real news, real experience, real experts. SoftRep does what the mainstream media can't, deliver authentic content straight from the front lines. Sign up for a free trial membership today, and I'll give you my best-selling ebook, The Red Circle, for free. But that's not all. Your SoftRep membership also includes access to cutting-edge defense and security news by military experts, access to our award-winning documentaries, ebooks, special member events, and much more. So what are you waiting for? Let us know you're in. Sign up for your free trial membership today. Join our community at SoftRep.com. That's SoftRep.com.
Men are raving about ageless male tonight. The absurdly fast formula from the number one brand in male enhancement. Just take one capsule an hour before romantic activity. The results will not go unnoticed. You can get ageless male tonight without a prescription and without sharing your private info on the web. No questionnaires, no online test. Just get to your local Walmart or 7-Eleven and see results tonight.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by EPHistory.com.
Well, the show.
New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
A lot going on in here. Half of it's fun. No, all of it's fun, actually. We're having a great time. What do we got? We got to read something here, don't we?
We
got all kinds of things to read. Yeah. Well, the March 21st, next weekend, Mr. Bernie Sargent's in here. More history A to Z, but also I want him to focus on previewing the 4 new segments we're putting on ABC7. We've been down the Mission Trail a bunch of times. I've been down to Lacone Dairy getting cheese. It's a hoot.
Yeah, we brought
my God, that's good stuff. What we're going to do with him on the radio, but focus on the Mission Trail and the Camino Real. Like I said to Janae a while ago, how many roads is that? Socorro Road, Mission Trail, Camino Real. It's one tarmac, and it's three historic places all at once. And once you realize that, it's like, okay, I'll go there.
Yep.
March 28th. Oh, this is going to be unusual, but it's going to be fun. March 28th, we discuss the history of Freemasonry in El Paso. Freemasonry across America, and Freemasonry and the founding of the United States of America. And if you don't know who they are, listen up. Michelle Wood's coming in because she's tuned in with her father being one of them. And also several other Masons that we've talked into coming in here. But they like to explain themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And that will lead to the big secret of Masonry that we will reveal.
Yes.
And we're
take
not
away a lot of the rumors.
We're not done yet. April 4th, Martha Evetta coming in described the Spanish influence and the Spanish history in the American Southwest. Did you know they were instrumental in the American Revolution?
That's right.
They were. April 11th, Al Borrego in the studio to preview his annual history seminar in San Lazario. So enough of that. What do you got?
Well, what I've got is, again, we were talking about McGoffin Home. The tour is still open at McGoffin Home. You can go on down there, but all their programs have been canceled. But, again, I just want to remind people, check where you're going before, any historic site, what's happening there. But it's a great time to get out and walk the river, hike the mountains, take a drive.
Take a hike and mean it.
And watch the videos and learn more about El Paso history so you can call and answer every question.
That stuff that we're doing with Bernie is going to be forever on YouTube. Yes. It's El Paso History TV on YouTube.
Man.
Well, that's good stuff there. Okay, we got a couple of callers here. There is one line open, 544-5876. We got trivia question. You want to restate the trivia question?
The trivia question is that Casna Range has not been developed because soil too rocky, old military unexploded ordnances, or too many rattlesnakes.
That could be.
The second one is, when was the Frontera Land Alliance formed? In what year?
Okay, we got that year. We got Benjamin on the phone. Benjamin, you are on the radio, dude. What's up?
Hey, how are you today?
Fine, good morning.
We're surviving nicely. How about you?
Good.
So which question did you have the answer to?
Well, I want you to guess where I live first.
Benjamin, you live in Franklintown. Benjamin,
no, I live
Franklin.
In Casner Heights.
Oh, my God. Be careful digging in your
That's
backyard,
the old
Casner dude. Paint. Go ahead.
Yep, I was digging post holes the other day, hoping I didn't hit anything.
I just spit my coffee out on that one.
It would have taken care of the hole for you.
you would have had a bigger hole, a lot more posts. Okay, well, you got a trivia thought here?
Yeah. The first one, question one, answer B.
You got
there you
it.
Go.
Old military unexploded ordnances, bombs, missiles, shells. Who knows what else?
Were you around?
Hand grenades.
Were you around when they had the range fire out there? What was it, about 1994?
Oh, yeah.
The guys that had stayed at the museum to try to keep the garden hose going so they wouldn't burn down archaeology museum, back then it was called the Wilderness Park Museum, the guard that told me the story said he heard explosions all night long. Now, was that from the ordnance or was that from the cactus blowing up? Because, I mean, cactus, when it gets wet, can go off. Anyway, there's a weird
thought. I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
One time I was out there right around when a poppy bloom, I was taking my kids out there and the family, and we were driving on one of the little roads there, and the MPs were surrounding the area, and there was a hand grenade that was in the middle of the road. It was just sitting there, and it was kind of weird. But,
oh, boy.
I like to listen to or read Trish Long Tales from the Morgue.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, and she had a story about some children, three children that died when a howitzer shell exploded that they had in their yard for like 12 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the dad had brought it home because they had a picnic out in north of Fort Bliss.
And it killed the kids. That's awful.
And so it ended up injuring a bunch of kids because they were having a little like a barbecue in the backyard, fire pit, and one of the kids grabbed the shell and threw it in the fire.
Oh, no. Well, you need to respect that stuff, and they didn't, oh, boy. Well, Benjamin, thank you for calling and playing. You hang on here. Shelley Sutherland will come on and tell you how to pick it up, all right?
All right, thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for calling. So hit the right button and don't blow this guy away. No, there he is. Okay, now we have Jose on the phone. Jose, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Doing fine. How about yourself?
Fine, fine. Well, do you have the answer to the second question? That's the one we have left. It's Frontera Land Alliance was formed in what year?
Take a guess.
Yes, I do. I believe you all said 2005.
Ning, 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 ning. Scott, yes. Scott says yes. Scott says yes. Okay, we're good. Well, now you get the other part. You know, I've actually got a, I've got all kinds of stuff over here left, but we're supposed to give you a Mission Del Rey. How's that sound?
Yeah, go shopping.
Sure, sure. That sounds fine to me. I appreciate it very much.
Mission Del Rey is
for you.
Sure.
You know, I live on the Sean Haggerty side of town over there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that also part of Kaffner Range?
Not that far north. No, it stopped. Oh. Scott Cutler, it stopped where?
Of it is
Sean
the,
Haggerty by it goes north off the
well
it's the last street over there.
Well, take a look at where the development begins.
There's a housing development, and I'm blanking on the name of it, but if you look at the land north of Trans Mountain Road, everything that goes that's open space up to the next development is part of Castor.
And it also was way down into Logan Heights, wasn't it? Or how far down did
it go? Well, it goes south down to Hondo Pass.
Hondo Pass. Okay, there's the southern bound. Yeah. Hondo Pass.
Okay,
up.
I'm not in the area then. I might not find anything in my backyard.
Well, be
hopefully
careful
not.
If you do. Yeah,
there's stuff that's been found actually north of Kastner Range. So
you think those guys were aiming for the other side of the town and said, hey, let's head up here.
I think they did some of their maneuvers.
Oh my God.
Just wherever
well, think
there was
about
open
it.
Space.
If you're 21 years old and you're in the Army and you have a howitzer, think about what could happen there. Just think, let me see if I can hit the top of the mountain. Oh, I didn't make it. Oh, well, I tried.
Oops.
Boom. Anyway, enough of that. Okay, Jose, you got yourself a prize here. Shelley, tell you, pick it up, all right?
Oh, awesome. Bing.
Thank you very
much. I love it.
How'd we do that?
I like that.
I hear bells.
Bing.
Did an angel just get bombed or
yes,
something?
Yes, yes.
Enough of that. I'm going to put you on hold, and that'll be the end of that.
Thanks
but
for
we
listening.
Wanna, yeah. We want to thank the dinging crowd there in the control room, Mike Rivera, for doing his thing. And Shelley, as always, diligently dealing with the phones, and life goes on. We're going to take a break and come back and talk about El Paso Inc., I'll bet.
Yes, we are.
You think we are?
I think we should.
We'll get to that in a minute. Back in a moment. Hit
Visit
the button.
Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye, and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting FOCUS to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. For as little as $220 per eye.
What's that text again?
Text FOCUS to 350-350. That's FOCUS to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-276-1640. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-276-1640. That's 800-276-1640 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-276-1640. 800-276-1640.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Before we get to El Paso Inc., I want to let you guys know that the number for Amigos is 533-0155. Call them up, 533-0155. Either go down there and eat the food because there's nothing wrong with the place and it's just a wonderful thing, or if you would rather not go to a restaurant and go inside, order a takeout.
That's right.
533-0155 for Amigos. All right. We got to do, guess what, this week. Are you ready?
This week only in El Paso Inc.
You got to find a page. Go.
I'm somewhere else. Okay.
I know.
It might be hard right now to get swept up in a daydream of lounging at the vineyard in Italy, but a local father and son duo is working hard to bring the experience closer to home.
Can you imagine there's a vineyard in the upper valley that's going to turn into Italy?
And I know where it is.
I know who
it
is.
I've been there.
Are you ready for the next thing?
Yes.
A vacant corner of one of Westside's busiest intersections will soon be developed into a new retail space.
Hmm.
Property owners hope the project will spur even more development on Mesa Street.
Oh, good. Just what we need. A sneak peek inside the newly renovated Blue Flame building.
Blim-blim.
The familiar flame atop the historic downtown tower will soon be lighted until the weather again.
We're not going through what those colors mean, but we will someday eventually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Celebrating its 25th year, El Paso Inc. is available for home or business delivery.
To order your copy of El Paso Inc., go online to elpasoinc.com.
ABC 7 Extra. This is where they're going to talk about the Coronado virus. No, that's not it. The other one.
No, the Corona beer virus.
Coronavirus. They got that on Sunday night on ABC 7 Extra with host Saul Sines. What do you got?
Well, Saul Sines is their host, and this is Sunday nights at 10:35 p.m. on ABC 7 Extra.
That's the best we got because
yeah,
they were having issues. They were having issues with people getting in there. Okay, enough of that. Guess who's still here?
Who's still here?
The Frontier Land Alliance. Oh. After all this stuff
that
we
was
did,
kind of
they're still
say.
Here. God bless you people
they're
for still
good
being.
People.
We got Scott Cutler and we've got Janae Renaultfield. When I can read it, I'm in good shape. And Cynthia Hoffman. And you guys wanted to explain some stuff.
Yes.
Please.
So we were talking here during the break of, you know, what is Frontera really? What is our mission?
Mm-hmm.
How do people get involved? So we thought we'd talk a little bit about that. So our formal mission is the Frontera Alliance Land Alliance protects forever natural areas, working farms and ranches, water and wildlife for future generations in West Texas and southern New Mexico.
Are you particular about what plants or what places you take on?
Yes. I'll let Janae talk more about that, but we do a study on everything before we take it on.
And if it has concrete all over the place, you won't touch it or what?
Correct. We wouldn't be interested in something like that. So to maintain our 501c3 nonprofit, we need to make sure that we focus on our mission, which is for open natural areas, which is one of them. And it can be for water conservation. It can be for scenic views. It can be for plants, trees, wildlife habitat. It can actually be something as trails, connectivity for the general public for recreation, or connectivity for wildlife habitat. For animals to get from the mountain, maybe, say, down to the river, which used to be a natural course that existed, which no longer is there because I-10 pretty much blocks everything off.
Well, they put places under I-10 they can go, but you can't get past Coronado.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the deer are doing it anyway. There's deer all over the west side.
Yeah, they travel. They find their way. They adapt. And they're in the communities. You'll find...
I saw one call Uber the other day, and he didn't. No, he didn't. Not really. Go ahead.
So So you have deer, you have foxes and coyotes.
Ringtail cats.
Yeah, they're just, they're in the community and they're around.
It's the bigger cats that chase the deer that you got to worry about. Have you ever seen some of those?
I haven't seen the big ones up there. I know they exist.
I scared the heck out of myself, and I just saw the tracks one day. I thought, I'm out of here.
What a ringtail cat! Scare the heck out of me.
It was as big
morning.
As my hand, and it was a cat.
Yeah.
Like, oh, and I saw several tracks like that. I was like, okay, I think I'll tippy toe the other way. But, I mean, they're up there.
Yeah.
So if you're going to go hiking up there and you think you're all by yourself and it's a good thing, be careful, because they'll look at you and say, oh, it's a two-legged deer. And that I haven't heard any of that going on, but I wouldn't want to be there when it hits the fan. Scott, what are your thoughts about that?
We do have some large wildlife that show up, and certainly people should be concerned about mountain lions, but again, they're very rare coming through here. And certainly if you do encounter one, you don't want to run from it, because that's the trigger that sets them into their hunting practice.
Nummy.
You want to sort of face them and, you know, as calmly as you can, back away, but keep your eyes on
them. You throw rocks at them?
I wouldn't. I would maybe have something in my hand, but I would try to just keep an eye on them, stare at them, and back away as calmly as you can.
I saw a video, I think it was from Colorado this morning on ABC 7, a cat was attacking a guy. And there's a bunch of people, so they got rid of the cat, but he got hurt.
Yeah.
Big
time. Most cases, I think it's because people see it and they turn around and run, or in cases where you have hikers who are attacked or runners, it's because they're in this active motion that deer would do. They're moving away.
Yeah.
So they see that as a motion of a prey item and they go after it.
So while you're protecting the land and the wildlife, you got to be careful about the wildlife that you protect, because they'll come after you if you're not careful.
Well, that's our mission is not to modify the landscape. That's the security of forces, you know, the police or something like that would make the determination.
Okay,
about.
I've got one for you. If you don't want to modify the landscape and you have like the Wrestler Canyon on the west side, would you take a packet of poppy seeds and throw them out there?
No, we would not.
You wouldn't do it?
No.
Oh.
Our intent is to leave the land in its natural state and let natural processes go on. One of the things that is a concern is that we do get a lot of non-native vegetation that shows up in, for example, Wrestler Arroyo, because you've got homes all around it, and people are putting exotic plants in their yards, things that are non-native.
And they're dribbling down into the canyon.
And so those produce seeds, and the seeds get on the ground and get washed into the stormwater system, which goes through Wrestler Canyon, and a lot of those seeds get lodged in there. But we don't actively go and plant non-native things in there. In some cases where there's a need to establish native vegetation again, say an area that's had a slide or been scarred in some way,
you get some original.
Then we'll get seeds out of the arroyo and plants that are in the arroyo, and then deposit them there and try and let that go on its nature, take its course.
Do you ever get plants donated to you? I get calls for Keystone a lot where people want to donate plants to plant out. I'm like, because you have developers or people are changing their yards out, you know.
No, we've not advertised for that kind of thing, because as I said, we don't want to introduce non-native things.
Do you get involved when a developer takes over pristine desert, which is happening occasionally? Do you get involved in rescuing the cactus?
No, we've not been part of that activity. There are other organizations.
But other people do that.
Cactus and Rock Club and things like that.
Because I remember there was something over on the west side where they were just blowing away an old canyon with new houses. And my son was in a Boy Scout troop. Mm-hmm. And we went out there and collected all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. And for months and months, I had cactus all over my backyard in pots. And because we were gonna put them somewhere, and then it rained like crazy up on the mountain, and they said, "Don't bring us any more cactus. Come put the ones back that just got uprooted."
Yeah.
So we slowly gave away a ton of cactus to people.
Well, and that's what happens with a lot of those salvaged things, is they end up in people's yards, which is fine.
Yeah.
Or you know, they can go back to the developer, even, I suppose. And
yeah, some of the developers will let you come in and pick out cactus and such.
If they're nice guys, they will, being what it is. Okay, taking a break here one more time here. That's the thing we need to do, right, Mark? We have to do that. And if you're really interested in Mexican food today, you got two real good choices. One down there at 2000 Montana, that's Amigos. And the other one is out there in Canyotillo, and that's Pepe. I'm going to go to Pepe's today.
I know you are.
And to heck with the virus, I'm not going to get it. So there you go.
Yes, I will be there next week.
Fair enough.
Yes.
Okay, back in a moment.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
You only want to use the best route to drive across town, so do the same when you need to hire. Indeed provides hiring managers the straightest path to the best new employees. Customized solutions like screener questions and skills tests will help you see beyond the resume. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire.
Are you overwhelmed with credit card debt? If you're struggling to make even the minimum payments, you may think there's no way out. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, here's something that might surprise you. There are secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. Secrets on how to eliminate your debt and become debt-free. Imagine the thousands you could save. To unlock these secrets, take the next few minutes to call Credit Answers for no obligation, free information. Call 1-800-422-0155. We're not talking bankruptcy or debt consolidation. This is your chance to settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe. We even offer a guarantee, so there's no risk to call. Unlock the secrets credit card companies don't want you to know. Within 5 minutes, we'll show you how our program works and how much money you could save. Credit Answers, your answer to overwhelming credit card debt. Call 1-800-422-0155. 1-800-422-0155.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. growwealthsafely.com.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, by Monterey Asset Management, by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563, and by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Some things canceling. Here's another one. Ron Lyman was doing a big number down in the valley of a bunch of historic schools, and they had a big program set for March 26th at Isleta Elementary. And I believe it was a trust building, and so they were going to put that together. Isleta High School, Cadwallader School, the Porcher Farm, Cesar Chavez Academy, Ascarity School, all those schools down there are historic. They're gonna make a big deal about them. There's markers going in it, but they're not. But it was gonna be March 26th. They have now canceled that. So,
well, the Trost Society is gonna have some walking tours coming up. We'll have more information as it goes on. So you'll be seeing some of the Trost buildings and, you know, bar rooms and saloons, all kinds of great.
And by the way, Adair Margo and the people down at the Tom Lee Institute, they are touring Juarez again, walking tours of Juarez. So get a hold of them on their website and see what you can find out there. Okay, we have a couple of minutes here. We do have one caller, and what line is that on? That's on. It's on one or three, because one is there. Go to one. Hey, nope, that's not it. It must be okay. We'll find when we find the line, we'll let you know. But do a summary if you don't mind. Let's see, Cindy.
Yes.
Tell us, Mike, Cindy. We need to tell us what's going on here.
So, Frontera, as you heard from Mari Floor and Scott and Janae, we are active in a lot of ways, preserving the land and then also getting people out in nature to learn more about the land and experience all the wonderful places that we have in West Texas and southern New Mexico. So if you are a person that values open spaces, you believe that we need to preserve those forever, you want to improve the quality of life of El Paso and our border region, you love wildlife, you're worried about water issues, there's so many different reasons to get involved.
Any of the above.
And you make new friends.
You make new friends. We have over 50 volunteers right now, and we've really been expanding our volunteer program. Thanks a lot to our employer, our new employee, Mari Floor, that you heard earlier.
And what's the main phone number for Frontera that they can call? Because I think that's what we need to give out here.
The main phone number is 915-351-8352.
And if they're not sitting there, leave a message, right?
Yes.
And Janae's usually there. But you get busy. You get wandering around. You do stuff out in the world.
We let her off every now and then.
Oh, well, you've been there ever since I've been working with you guys. And it's been an interesting visit to see. You're dedicated to this, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, you're really important. You're an executive director, but you really like this stuff.
I do. Oh. I've been doing this a long time. Started out in Michigan doing this.
It's good to get paid for your passion.
It is.
You occasionally get paid. Okay. we got callers on the phone here, and we got a couple of minutes left here. We're going to go to Fran. Fran, you're on the radio. What's up?
Yes. Well, I just really appreciate the show today and all the open spaces and all the work she's done and loving what she does and doing what she loves. She's really had the eureka moment for her career passion.
She's one of many. Go ahead.
Also, I wanted to pass along some information that the Japanese government, in regards to the coronavirus, is telling people to keep liquids going, to sip something every 10 or 15 minutes, because if they have the virus or they contract it, if it's in their mouth, if they drink water, it goes down to the stomach and the acid. And stomach acid kills it, and it's eliminated.
How about tequila?
I recommend
with the worm.
Oh, my God.
With the protein.
I'm not going to go there. I've seen that.
No. Tito's Vodka said, no, don't count on sterilizing with vodka or any other alcohol.
Oh, jeez. Well, anyway, thanks for the notice on that.
But the other part of that advisory is that if your mouth is dry and the virus, if you have it in your mouth, if you've just gotten it or if it's living there, then if your mouth is dry, that is how it gets in your windpipe and gets to your lungs.
Well, we thank you for your info, even though we didn't ask about that. But it was good of you to volunteer. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
All right, you take care. Thank you. Well, that's a lot going on today. And we're trying to do the history because that's more interesting. And the media flew poppies and stuff. It's all real. But we're going to do history. In fact, poppies is what we need to focus on because you can go see the poppies now. Is that our music creeping in there? I hear music.
Oh,
Frontera Land Alliance, thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
The music is going to get us, so we're leaving here. Janae, thank you for being here. Cindy, Scott, thank you all. See you out in the wilderness.
Yes.
Melissa, come back next week and
bring
Bernie.
Next week. I'll bring Bernie with me.
Six Guns and Shady Bernie next week.
Yes, that's right.
Thanks, bye.
Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week with great Mexican food. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM El Paso.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. To learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution.